Having a sales process, a sales funnel is important for the growth of your business. And in today's episode, I am going to share with you a four-step process that you need to follow to build any sales funnel. So if you are trying to build your sales funnel, listen this episode, because I am going to share four steps that will help you to go step by step when you build your own sales funnel. And the episode begins after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. So when it comes to building a sales funnel, it's not just about designing. It's not just about opening your funnel building tool and just start creating the sales funnel page by page. No, it's not the beginning. Before that, you have to go through a certain steps. And this is what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. So let's just see that what are those steps that you need to follow to actually build a sales funnel, which is very well planned and which actually help you to get the clients and the leads that you want. So the first step in this process of building any sales funnel is the research. Okay, this is the first step. You don't directly go and start building the sales funnel. The first step is you actually do the research. So what is included in the research? So research is all about researching about your target market. Who is your target market? What are their pain points? So basically you are collecting the raw material. If you are trying to build something, you need the raw material for that. Okay, anything that you build, when you go and you build a home, first of all you collect all the raw materials, and then you build a building, then you build a skyscraper, right? So having a raw material is very important, and the research is help you to collect that raw material. So basically you go and research about your target market. Who is your target market? What are their pain points? What they need and what you can offer to them? And you get some ideas. You will go and see some related products. You go and see your competitors. You collect the headlines. You collect the angles which are working really well. Okay, so you actually collect a lot of data related to your market, so that you can actually include it when you are designing your sales funnel. Okay, and also you will write down all those things that you can offer as a business owner. What is your offer, right? What are the services what you are going to offer? Okay, so all these things is important. So once you did the research, basically it's the first step, and the places where you can go and do the research are you can go to Google and read blogs and different questions that people are asking. You can go to Quora, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Amazon, go all these places. Okay, go to Facebook groups and forums where people are actually discussing about the topic. Okay, and your target market is hanging out on the places. So just go and see what they are talking about. Just collect all those data, all those pain points, the positive that they are talking about, the negative things that they are talking about, the need that they have and still the need which is not met by the market. So when you collect all these data and have it together, you have an opportunity to address those things in your funnel. Okay, in your videos, when you have your VSL, when you will have your content. Okay, so in a sales funnel also, you are going to put content somewhere, you are going to put a sales video somewhere, you are going to write a sales copy somewhere, and you have an opportunity to address those problems, those things in those sales copies, in those sales letters, right? So it's very important. Now, once you have the data, you have the raw material, the second step is obviously doing the copywriting. So now this is the time to do the copywriting, to write the headlines, to write all the benefits, all the bullet points that you are going to write. If it's a long form copy, you will come up with the angle, how you are going to convince. Okay, so basically what pain points you are going to pick and target throughout the copy, and how you are going to convince it. For that, what kind of offer you are putting there, and how you are going to put it, what kind of, if you are offering any guarantee, if you have testimonials, and if you have some proof, some success stories, how you are going to include those things. Okay, so you will do all the copywriting, you will create the structure where you will have everything that you want to include, and then you will go to section by section and start writing it. Okay, and once you have all the complete structure and the content filled with every important detail that you need to convince the people, this is the time to actually think about the funnel. Okay, the how you can design it. Okay, so in the third step, what you will do, you do the wireframing. So wireframing is all about structuring on some digital tool, or maybe with a pen and paper, your funnel. Okay, how the first page will be look like, how the second page will be look like, where the people will be redirected step by step. Okay, so you will create all those pages before actually going to create into the funnel tool. You will make an structure, and you will identify and clearly define each and everything which will be there in the pages. Okay, are you going to include the sales video, or is it going to be the long sales copy? Where you are going to have your call to action? Is it only the headline, or is it going to be the headline and the subheadline? What will be the second page? Is it a thank you page, or is it a page where they are going to get an upsell? And if it's an upsell, what call to action you are going to put there? And in this way, you will actually create a wireframe of this particular funnel. And once you have this structure, this frame ready, now this is the time to jump into your funnel building tool and start building the funnel. And when you start building the funnel, you have everything ready. You have your copy ready. You have your structure of funnel ready, so you know exactly that now this first I will put the headline, then I will put the video, then I will put the benefits, then I will put the copy, then I will put the CTA, then I will put the testimonials. You know exactly that what are the sections that you are going to build. You have the data, you have already written the copy, so now it's become very easy to build the sales funnel. And one more thing that you can do is, if you are going to use any kind of graphics, build it even before designing the funnel. So go to the tools where you build your graphics, create all the graphics, or maybe someone creating it in your team, or maybe you are outsourcing it. Just get all the graphics also in place, and after that the work will be very easy. You will be able to create your funnel with ease. And once your funnel is ready with this process, now you can actually go and start testing it, integrating it with everything. And before making it live, make sure that you test each and everything, every part of it, is it working or not, how it's looking. Okay, so it's very important that you test yourself before actually making it available for the market. So this is the process that you need to follow to build any sales funnel. So I hope that now you got the clarity exactly what is the process that you need to follow. So let me know, what do you think about it? You can leave a comment. You can reach out to me in my social media profile. So whatever may be the way, just let me know what do you think about it and share it. So that's all. I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.